As he began to reflect on the passing of this year, commentator Andrei Codrescu found himself focusing on a very different time decades ago.
I originally intended to speak about the year 2001, but I was reading Tivadar Soros's amazing memoir, Masquerade, Dancing Around Death in Nazi-Occupied Hungary, and I kept losing my bearings. Clearly, 2001 was an historic year, a hinge year that swiveled us fully into the 21st century, woke us up with a bang like a meteor, and put us right back into that mind of catastrophe where humanity is very much at home, thank you. On the other hand, there was 1944 in Budapest, Hungary. Tivadar Soros was a prosperous, well-liked Jewish attorney who was already 50 years old when Nazi hell came to Hungary. While generating protective cover for his extended circle, Tivadar tried to live joyously, showing up imprudently in central cafes, taking his boys swimming in Budapest's best hotels, providing his charges with cheer, along with whatever food and wine he could scrounge. Other Jews took the path of obedience and perished. Tivadar knew better than to collaborate even passively with fascists and Nazis, and he trusted in luck. Luck was essential, given his penchant for grand gestures. In his memoir, written just after the war, Soros writes, "In my view, international life will never be healthy until we change current notions of national sovereignty. Given the extraordinary technological advances now going on all around us, we must recognize that such concepts are out of date and morally indefensible. We must place limits on the absolute power of the individual state. Not only does every state have a right to intervene in the internal affairs of another state if that state violates fundamental human rights, but it has a moral responsibility to do so." There was the connection to 2001. If the West had intervened when Hitler first started making his gaggy little noises, millions of lives would have been saved. It took 9/11 to cause us to remove the Taliban, but we had the will to do it. It might take another blow to take out the next loathsome tyranny, but I hope not. One of the two sons that Tivadar masqueraded to safety was George Soros, the billionaire philanthropist whose Centers for Democracy are working to build civil societies in many former police states. Civil societies are all anybody asks for, and some joie de vivre, if you please. The palindromic year 2002 need not be a disaster.
Andrei Codrescu is a writer and editor of the online magazine Exquisite Corpse.